Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking GPSA with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The Hustler Fast Track mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track premium zero-turn mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Here in 2017, RCAF USA and a few other cattle producers have continued to challenge the way that the dollar a head beef checkoff operates, especially its relationship with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as its main contractor for checkoff programs. RCAF has convinced a few lawmakers to step up and introduce legislation that would make some changes to the way the checkoff is operated. But Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says RCAF has little chance of getting anything accomplished with these measures.
Some of the groups that represent cattle producers are here in D.C. working with some members of Congress on trying to basically attack the checkoff. You see any traction on that?
No, we don't, because fortunately, these bills will go through the House and Senate Ag Committees, and we have two chairmen that understand the checkoffs. And so what we're trying to do is bolster their efforts in order to educate all the new members of Congress and new staffers to let them know these are not taxpayer dollars we're talking about. These are producer dollars, and ultimately, it's producers who are named to the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Operating Committee that make the decisions on where that money's being spent. And that when this was originally passed in 1985, the fact is people decided, the industry decided, that everybody needed to pay because everybody got the benefit. So a voluntary program we don't believe works. The other piece of legislation would say that any group or organization that employs lobbyists cannot be a contractor for the checkoff. That's a direct attack on NCBA. But the fact is, because of the firewall that's in place, it is audited by us, it's audited by USDA and the Office of Inspector General, continues to show that the firewall we have in place ensures that no checkoff dollars are ever used on the policy activities that we undertake here in Washington, D.C.
Of course, the folks are crying, you know, some groups are crying about that, but bottom line is the friends in Congress of the checkoff are pretty solid, right?
Yeah, that's right. They understand what the checkoff is about. Again, we're going to do everything we can to educate new members of Congress to make sure that they also understand, but we just aren't going to sit back and tolerate any attack on checkoff programs, especially from people like Senator Cory Booker, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, who wouldn't know which end of a cow did what. He should not be putting legislation that impacts our industry because he just doesn't understand our industry.
One last question. That kind of general area, your CEO, Kendall Frazier, very strong words this last week in an op-ed regarding HSUS and the fact that it's time that cattle industry and other agricultural groups say, hey, enough.
You know, it's important that everybody understand that there are groups out there that claim to be representing cattle producers, but it's nothing more than a claim. And a great example is this effort on the checkoff, because they have hitched their wagon to the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS. HSUS is public enemy number one for those of us in production agriculture, especially in livestock production. And so any group that claims to represent producers that's partnering with them, I think, is doing a disservice to everybody in this industry. They are fooling the people that they are claiming to represent, and ultimately they are partnering with the enemies of our association to weaken us, and people need to just understand that.
Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.